Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
You have to dare to change your lifestyle and your behavior, folks. You've got to do it. This is the year to do it. Don't think that God's mercy is going to continue to extend to you when you're walking in disobedience. In Deuteronomy chapter 11 and 26, it says, look, today I'm giving you a choice between a blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but you will be cursed if you reject the commandments of the Lord your God and turn away from him. When you disobey God, God is saying in this word, it's like you're turning your back on God. He's saying, this is the way I want you to live through my word. And you're saying, no, I'm not going to do that. It's like you're turning your back on God. It will not go well for you if you do that. I want to reiterate something. God wants you to prosper. He really does. God wants you to believe him for more blessing in your life than you've ever had before. We just sang the song. Your ladder will be greater than the first. In Job 8 and 7, it says, though you started with little, you will end with much. God always begins by giving us a few things, but he will increase the things he's given you with more blessings through obedience and through your faithfulness. Listen to what it says in Matthew 25 and 21. You are faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things. We have to remember that God provides wisdom and advice for our success through his word. In Joshua chapter 1 and 7 and 8, it says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you'll be careful to do everything that's written in it. For then you will be prosperous and have good success. Don't believe the devil's lies. Well, he tells you that, okay, you can get ahead by doing some shady business, by lying, by cheating, by not being honest. Don't believe the devil. God can prosper you under every circumstance. And, you know, many times it's going to look like, you know what, if I will just do this, then I can be promoted. I can go here. I can have these things. I'm here to tell you today that you can be promoted and blessed in any circumstance that you're going through in your life. Whatever your job position is, you can be blessed right there. Whatever is happening in your life right now, no matter how difficult it seems, you can be blessed right there. In fact, Joseph, he was blessed. He was a blessed man, even though he was a slave. Listen to what it says in Genesis 39 and 1. Joseph had been taken down to Egypt as a slave and served Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh. But the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. How do you become a prosperous person as a slave? Simple. Just have God with you. Just obey God. It doesn't matter what your position is. If God is with you, it's only a matter of time before you're going to receive a promotion. You're going to receive a raise. That's for somebody this year. Don't bail out on that company because it seems like it's taking too long. God directs us to places of blessing. God directs us to places of growth. God directs us to places where he nurtures us to get ready for the destiny that he has waiting for us. Now, I want to say something that first group of verses that we read together, I want to address that. And the fact that I want to address is that you've got to leave your past behind. You've got to leave your past behind. And people have difficulty with this. And yet God says you have to do it. Jesus himself had difficulty when he came into this world because he was bringing the fulfillment of God's revelation to man. And for years, the law of Moses is what the religious people went by. And so when Jesus came in and began to teach and to establish God's full revelation, many times he got pushback from the religious people. Why? Because they thought he had come to abolish the law. Jesus had come to bring change. And yet he got pushback because many times people just want to stay where they are. They don't, look, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Let's just keep on acting the way we did. Let's just keep on behaving the way we have in the past. Let's just keep on moving forward in that way. Jesus had to tell them through the revelation of God. He said, don't think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy it, but to fulfill it. And let me just give you one example of that. Jesus said, he said, you've heard in the commandments where it says, you shall not commit adultery. But I say unto you, even when a person looks at a woman with lust, he's already committed adultery with her in his heart. Then he goes on to say, and if your eye, even your good eye, causes you to lust, gouge it out. Throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. Now, he wasn't suggesting that you take your eyeball out. He was just showing you the importance of throwing things out of your life, getting things out of your life that could prevent you from making heaven, prevent you from fulfilling God's divine purpose for your life. He goes on to say, and if your hand, even your stronger hand, causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown in hell. This is very, very drastic speech the Lord is giving here. He's really emphasizing to us, folks, look, if you got a problem, you better get rid of it. Because it's better for you to get rid of that problem than to spend eternity in hell. Now, as we enter into this new year, God does not want you to be deceived. He doesn't want you to be deceived by sloppy agape, messages that really don't deal with your disobedience, your compromise, and your sin. See, folks, listen, we have to dare to change. We have to fulfill our purpose and destiny because that is really the reason that we're here. You know what? We're living in a time today where holy living and sanctification is hardly even talked about in church. A sanctification, it means separation from worldly behavior. It means dedication to God and to his service. It means to be morally pure in the way we live today. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and 14, follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. In other words, we can't maintain our old lifestyles of drinking, smoking weed, drugs, cussing, immorality, lying, gossiping, and thinking that it's not going to affect our life with God and if we're going to make heaven or not. I could have gone on and on with more things, but I think you got the point. In Hebrews 12 and 1, it says, seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin which so easily besets us. You know the things that you're weak to in your life. You know the things that cause you to do things that are disobedient to God. You have to separate yourself from being exposed to those things, to being exposed to those people. God expects you to do that. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We have to look to God to help us. Look, none of us are perfect. None of us can make it without the help of the Holy Spirit. But the Bible tells us that with the help of the Holy Spirit, that we can render those desires in our body to be like dead, like they don't even have power over us anymore. And so God will help you if you look to the Lord. You may need to do some praying and fasting as well. And the other thing that I said in the beginning, listen, disassociate yourself with those things that cause you to fall. Now, churches welcome people to know Christ today, but many of them fail to teach about Christian conduct. And this is so important, and that's why I'm covering this today. Jesus says that if you love me and God, you'll do what I say.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Jesus, listen to what he said in John 14 and 23. All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. Now, folks, let's just be honest. Many professing Christians today have gone wild. They've gone wild spiritually in that they compromise the Bible by saying it's okay to do sin. The things that God says, no, you must not do, they're saying, why not do it? It's okay. We can't be mean-spirited as Christians. We got to understand. We got to let people be themselves. In fact, there was a research poll that came out and it stated compared to a similar study about a decade ago, the basis of people's moral and ethical decisions today is more likely to be feelings and less likely to be the Bible. It went on to say in that study, it was noted that substantial numbers of Christians, not a few, substantial numbers of Christians believe that activities such as abortion, gay sex, same-sex marriage, sexual fantasies, cohabitation, drunkenness, and viewing pornography are morally acceptable. Many people today are embracing a culture of relativism that denies any type of absolute truth. In another article, it said the apparent necessity of some megachurch leaders to dilute or ignore the clear teaching of the scripture is in order to grow the church ministry, for it to continue to be a light in our postmodern, post-Christian state of society. Folks, we can't compromise the truth. We have to live by this book or we're deceiving ourselves. And there are going to be so many people deceived on the day of judgment. That's what Jesus said. In fact, I want to read that scripture for you. It's in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 22, talking about the fact that there's going to be so many people who profess Christianity on Judgment Day who are going to be saying, Lord, Lord, and he's going to say, I do not know you. Listen to what it says. It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father in heaven. For many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name? Have we not done wonders in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. In other words, you who disobey God's word. Now, folks, in God's word, he gives us clearly some things that we have to change. Look at the person and say, dare to change to obtain your destiny. Ephesians 4 and 24, it says, you were also taught to become a new person, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So then, get rid of lying. Speak the truth to each other, because we are all members of the same body. It says, be angry without sinning. And don't go to bed angry. Folks, listen. I am reading these portions of Scripture because unless you read this, you will totally forget the fact that it is more to Christianity than just saying, Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. Thank you for coming in, and now I am saved. Folks, there's way more. You have got to live according to the principles of this book. And that's what Jesus was saying. He was saying, you have not obeyed the Father, so I don't know you. The last thing in this world is that God wants people to be confused with what grace is really all about. Grace is God's unmerited favor. Jesus Christ died for you. You don't have to die and go to hell. He did that, but he does not live your everyday life for you. Now you have a relationship with God. You have responsibilities. It's like that wedding day. So many people want to get married. Can't wait to get to that wedding day. Oh, we planned. We did so much. We got the dresses. We got the men's tuxedos. We got the cake. We got the place. We did all of that. And whoo, we're so tired. And then two people standing before the preacher can hardly keep their eyes away because they're so tired. And then they say, I do. I do. Some of them didn't even listen to what they are I doing about. How do I know that? Because once they start living as husband and wife, they're not doing anything. They're not pleasing each other. They're not trying to please each other. They're trying to have it their way like Burger King. Listen, you've got to understand that you're making a vow to God when you accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, that you will be faithful to him, that you will follow his word, that you will obey him. They even take that vow out in many marriages today. I'm going to warn you guys, if someone demands that you take the clause, I obey, out, then you need to think twice. Because the scripture is saying that a wife should come under the protection of her husband. That's what it really means. It doesn't mean to be a doormat. It just means to come under the protection of your husband. But you need to understand something, folks. The word of God is true. We may not like everything. Most of the time, it's because we don't understand what it's saying. You have to go into the original translation in this book to really find out what it's saying. Hello? That's just the truth. Many times in the King James Version, it's speaking, but it's not giving you the greater truth in the Word of God. It's important for you to understand, like just like in marriage, that you're making a vow to God to live your life according to His Word, according to His commands. It says, be angry without sinning. Don't go to bed angry. Some people go to bed angry for a week. That's sin. Disobeying God is sin. Don't give the devil an opportunity to work. It goes on to say, thieves must quit stealing, and instead they must work hard. They should do something good with their hands besides stealing so that they can have something to share with those who are in need. Don't say anything that would hurt another person. Are you listening to me? This is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 24 to 31. Let me keep reading. Actually, 32. Don't say anything that would hurt another person's feelings. Instead, speak only what is good so that you can give help wherever it is needed. That way, what you say will help those who hear you. It says, don't give God's Holy Spirit any reason to be upset with you. He has put his seal on you for the day you will be set free from the world of sin. That means you go to heaven. It says, get rid of your bitterness. It says, get rid of your hot temper. It says, get rid of your anger. It says, your loud quarreling, your cursing. Yeah, some Christians cuss. I say it lightly, Christians. Get rid of your hatred. It says, instead, be kind to each other. Be sympathetic, forgiving each other as God has forgiven you through Christ. It's not up for one person to always be doing the forgiving. Both people are supposed to be forgiving in a marriage, in a good relationship. God doesn't want you to be deceived as we enter into a new year. Your behavior really does count. It'll stop you from receiving God's blessings and favor. I want to end by just reading this verse in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. It says, I call on heaven and earth to witness today that I have offered you life or death, blessings or curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants will live. Folks, do you realize that you're setting an example for the next generation? You're setting an example for the people around you by how you live. Now, you know, people want to say that they're a Christian, but then often they forget you're the light of the world. People are watching you. God has people watching your behavior and how you deal with life. The Bible says here, choose life that your descendants will live. Your children are watching you. Your family members are watching you. Many of them want to know what this Christian thing is all about. How are you behaving? You will give an account to God by everything or for everything that you do. It says, love the Lord your God. Obey him. Be loyal to him. For this will be your way of life, and it will mean a long life for you. Isaiah 1 and 16 says, wash yourselves, become clean. Get your evil deeds out of your life. Stop doing evil. Learn to do good. I could go on and on here. This is a prescription for success. As we enter into the new year, we have to dare to be different. We have to dare to change our lives to protect our destiny.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was called Dare to Change Your Destiny, Part 2. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Will you take a moment and pray with me? Father, we come to you in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we've taken this time to listen to your word. Your word says, seek my face. And Lord, we thank you that we have taken this time to seek your face. Do not hide from us, but help us, Lord, to understand you more and more. Forgive us of our sins if we've disappointed you, if we've disobeyed you in any way. Jesus, come into our heart. Be the complete Lord of our lives. Save us 100%. Devil, get out of our lives. Get out of our marriages. Get out of our families. Get out of our business. Get out in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you because you've given us power over the enemy. Lord, we thank you because you've given us power over ourselves through the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you that we can serve you and serve you in faith.
Bless us today. Be with us. Guide us. Keep us safe. And we will continue to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.